Shalom. Today is the 5th of the month of Elul on the Jewish calendar. We continue with our conversation about what is Musar, and if one must agree to the Hashkafa, the worldview of Musar, in order to practice Musar. Or, do all Musar students really believe in God, and a God who creates a curriculum for our lives? The quick answer is no. No one agrees with everything of any spiritual discipline to practice it. Students come to Musar for many reasons. The most common reasons that I've witnessed in my 19 years of Musar practice are, 1, the student wants to be doing an individualized practice within Judaism, within their tradition, their religion, and or among their people, all or any of the above. It's the fact that they have found a daily spiritual practice that they didn't know existed within Judaism. 2, they tried other daily spiritual practices from other traditions, such as meditation or yoga, and found that they still treated others poorly from time to time, meaning they hadn't changed, or they were not more mindful of their words, thoughts, and deeds. And they were not any more likely to change their unseemly behavior. They might have felt good in the moment, but the practice did not have any long-lasting transformation. So now they're giving Judaism a chance. Or 3, they are trying Musar like they try all the other possibilities out there. They do not plan on any long-term commitment. Like shul shopping, they are spiritual practice shopping. There are many reasons why people come to Musar, but these are the 3 most common that I have witnessed. We are to circumcise the foreskins of our hearts, as it says in Devarim, Deuteronomy 10:13. Or God will do it for us, as it says in Devarim, Deuteronomy 36, which means we are to remove something blocking our hearts. Musar interprets this to mean that we have soul traits, midot, that are blocking our hearts because they are imbalanced. They are unbalanced. What does it mean to have an unbalanced midah? The emblematic symbol of Musar, soul traits, is the continuum line. If one is unbalanced in a midah, for example, then their behavior will fall to one of the outer extremes. If their behavior is balanced, in moderation, then they will fall in the middle. For example, if I were to explain my behavior as related to the midah of savlanut, patience, then patience would be in the middle, and impatience and long-suffering would be at the other 2 extremes. How do I know where I am on the midah continuum of any particular midah soul trait? We practice in Musar a mindfulness practice where we gain awareness of our words, thoughts, and deeds by reviewing our day and how we behaved and recording what we witnessed in what Musar calls a Heshbon HaNefesh journal. Heshbon HaNefesh means accounting of the soul. Usually practice for 5 minutes each night, except when it is forbidden to write on the Sabbath, Shabbat, and on the Hagim, the festivals. We simply look back at our day and record what we witnessed about our words, thoughts, and deeds as how we treated others, ourselves, and God. Yes, and God. We will discuss this practice and more in the following podcast.